Hi, hello. I'm Dr. Hemlata, Senior Consultant, the Department of Anesthesiology, Kaveri Hospital. I'm going to talk a few words about yoga, yoga practice, and the benefits of yoga for women especially. I've been practicing yoga for the past 3 years. So, yoga, it is not only a physical practice. It is just a workout. It is also a spiritual and a mental practice. So any workout you take it for the matter, or marathon runner, or swimming, or gym workouts, you are going to burn more calories and you are going to strengthen your muscles definitely. But yoga has a uniqueness. It is a workout which has a mind and body coordination. That is more important. So yoga has a health benefits. First, it improves your posture. If you are a person who works on a bench or a desk for long hours, definitely by the end of the day you will have a tired feel and you are going to definitely hurt your spine, your back. You will have a chronic neck pain, back pain and the malla. So practicing certain asanas, and the asanas if you are going to practice on a regular basis, definitely it is going to improve your posture. Next is the flexibility. So yoga practice pannumbodhu, it definitely improves your flexibility. When was the last time you were able to bend down and touch your toes without bending your knees and without hunching your back? So in the flexibility alone, it improves with yoga. And over a period of years, over 3-4 years, you will be able to do some complex asanas also. Complex asanas, benefit it definitely boosts up your confidence level. Third one is balancing asanas. Balancing yoga is a chapter. You know, you are going to do some balancing yoga poses, abdina. Three things are important. When you are balancing in a pose, like you are balancing on one hand or one foot, or a headstand pandringa on the forearms, handstand pandringa, handler. So anamari pandamodu or knees lamatum balance pandro. So you are going to put all the muscles into work to hold in that pose. So the muscles will strengthen. Next one, you are supposed to focus at one point to hold in that balancing pose. So one point to focus pannumbodhu, your mind and body coordination will improve. Third thing is, you are supposed to breathe. Yoga practice full of me, it is always breathe, breathe, breathe. Adha. Inhale, exhale, base panitha yoga practice. So when you are going to breathe, you are supposed to take longer and deeper breaths. Appa vandhi your lung capacity also improves. So balancing yoga is the best yoga. Next, enna benefits appin paathum na, your muscles will strengthen up. All your weak muscles are going to strengthen up. As I said earlier, or balancing pose pannumbodhu, or you're going to hold in one pose for longer duration, or a few counts, or 10-15 seconds, or a pose hold pannurom abdinaka, all the muscles which are getting into action, they'll get strengthened up. Next is your body gets toned up. You'll get a beautiful shape, that what we call it as yogic body. Next one, it improves and it boosts your metabolism. Your BMR will go up. And definitely, your BMR, your metabolism improve, it also regulates your thyroid hormone levels. And the thyroid check vechukonga. Next, as your metabolism is improving, even your it also helps in weight loss. Next, most important thing is your glucose metabolism. Body sensitivity to insulin will increase because of yoga practice. So your glucose level also gets under control. And also, cardiovascular status also will improve. You will get a very good lipid profile. Epidina, it what we call it as bad cholesterol, the LDL and VLDL, and the level lang kambi ahum with regular practice of yoga, and what we call it as good cholesterol, the HDL also increases with the regular practice of yoga. So your cardiovascular status also improves with yoga practice. Next one is your lung capacity. There's lots and lots of breathing exercises called what we call it as pranayamas. This pranayama is enna pannumna, it will your lung capacity will increase with all these pranayamas, and also increase. And in this COVID pandemic, definitely I have seen many people who have been benefited with this pranayamas. A regular practice of yoga, pranayamas and meditation, the people are able to resolve all these lung issues in the COVID nala vandadala, they were able to come out of it. Next most important thing is your sleep pattern. See, when you practice yoga, the stress level goes down. Stress level kammi agradhanala, you definitely by the end of the day, you are able to get into a beautiful sleep routine. Unga sleep pattern vandu regularize agudhu. After you practice yoga, end of the day, you will have a relaxed body. You will get a deeper and a peaceful sleep. Next thing is, people with like you will have a very good self-esteem. When you are practicing yoga, you will, by the end of 6 months or 8 months, you'll be amazed and surprised to see what all your body is able to do by that time. That will definitely improve your confidence. It also increases your alertness and your enthusiasm. You'll be able to explore your different side of yourself. You'll feel better. So on the whole, I would say yoga promotes self-care. So keep practicing yoga and feel the positivity. Thank you. Thank you.